I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Entering the final year of her university playing career, Michaela Dodig was disappointed to see Ontario University Athletics, known as the OUA, paused by the Ontario government. After the full cancellation of the 2020-2021 season, the Ryerson Rams point guard was hopeful that she could play out her final season back home in Ontario. Prior to joining the Rams, Dodig played four seasons with the University of New Brunswick Reds and is currently completing a master's degree at Ryerson. On January 4th, the provincial government introduced new restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the onset of the Omicron variant. The OUA was excluded from a list that deemed certain leagues as elite, and that were permitted to continue their seasons. In opposition to the list, the OUA published a statement towards the Ontario government's restrictions, reiterating the high level of Canadian university sports and their athletes. Coaches, players, and fans voiced their support of the OUA on social media through various statements and posts as well. This includes one from Michaela, who voiced her frustrations over the uncertainty of her final playing year and the OUA's exclusion despite maintaining safe environments during training and the games that have been played this season so far. Today, she comments on the Ontario government's decision and why OUA should be considered an elite level.
My name is Michaela Dodig. I'm in my fifth year of eligibility playing for the Ryerson Rams women's basketball team.
You joined the Rams after a few seasons with the Reds in New Brunswick. Why did you think it was the right time to return to Ontario? Because I saw that you also played for Bill Cruthers.
Yeah, I did. I grew up here. Like, my family lives in Bolton, Caledon area. At UNB, loved my time there, played 4 years there, and finished my undergraduate degree in kinesiology. And then that's why I just, it was the end of my degree, and I decided to come here to complete my master's.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose the Rams?
Part of it was academic. Part of it was the opportunity to play for Coach Carly. I've had experience playing for her already with our junior national team, and she recruited me out of high school as well. I knew a few of the girls already who were on the team that I played with in high school, club basketball, or with our provincial team, and it was close to home. So a lot of factors played into it. I just felt most comfortable and thought it'd be an easier transition to a new team with a good group that I knew well and had a championship culture.
I guess in your opinion, how do you describe your player profile?
My player profile?
Yeah.
I'm a point guard. I would say I'm more of a pass first point guard, and also like to be a gritty on ball defender. It's really nice playing on this team because we have so many scoring threats that it's my job to find them and then score when I need to.
So last year you redshirted during the canceled season. Can you talk to me more about that, please? Like, I guess despite having no games or really any training and practice opportunities with your new team, how did you adjust to that and like stay game ready?
Yeah. It wasn't the easiest thing because there was so much uncertainty over the season. And then when it got canceled, I was like, okay, what does training look like now? And then with the amount of lockdowns we went into and not knowing when we were going to return to the gym and our training facility, that was hard to manage too. I mean, every time we were on court, it was just fun to be surrounded by my teammates and getting to know each other and to play with each other. And it was just a lot of fun. And also just the opportunity to continue to get better. I think levels of motivations went up and down, but it was also so important to have sport in our life and to be physically active and trying to think a little bit further about what we want to achieve next year, because in hopes that there is going to be a season like we currently have had so far. But it was also a great opportunity for us to connect when we weren't in the gym, connect over Zoom, talk about goals and try to get better, either watching film and building our basketball IQ, And then again, just getting to know each other and still building our culture of excellence. I think, oh, even one thing that I didn't mention before, but as being a new person, like having that year, much of it wasn't great not being able to train or have a season. It was nice because I got to know my teammates a little bit better. So, and getting to know my coaches better and our style of play, which helps me for this year to just be able to hop right in and have an impact. But to continue to train, like, especially when the weather is nice, getting outside and doing a lot of workouts outside or different home workouts and connecting with teammates to either go for a run or just go for a walk, even just for those connection pieces. At home, I had some opportunity to train as well. And both my, I have two younger sisters who are also youth sport athletes. So having them to push me and keep motivated to work hard during that off season, is really reassuring and helpful.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about, you know, coming into this season for 2021, 2022, that there was optimism for a full season to be played, but the women's team has only played, I think, 6 games since March 2020. How does that affect like training, scheduling, and like, I guess, overall consistency as an athlete?
Yeah, the part that's difficult right now is, I guess, that consistency and not knowing when we can return to play. Or this season was already shortened in the first place from 22 games to 16 games, which, again, not ideal, but these are the circumstances that we're living in. So it's just nice to be able to have a season. And we didn't think that going into the Christmas break that this is what it was going to look like in January. So it's just trying to make the best out of the situation because everyone's dealing with the same thing and still being connected and being open-minded, like reminding ourselves of what our goal is and going about it as if there still is a season, even though there's so much uncertainty in what that's going to look like. But as of right now, nothing has been canceled. So we have to continue to train on our own, connect and be better so that when we're back in the gym, we're ready to go right away.
The OUA is paused until at least January 27th. However, the delay may be extended, according to an OUA press release. While junior leagues like the OHL and OSBA are considered feeder systems for the OUA and U Sports as a whole, they were permitted to continue. The Rams varsity teams initially saw a decrease in the number of scheduled games, but they have not been updated on the next steps for the season. To date, the women's basketball team has only played 6 regular season games since March 2020.
Yeah, it was really frustrating. And just, again, just another hit for us, university athletes, for the opportunity not to be able to train. And I feel like no one has heard the voices of student athletes speak up about this. And as we've seen on social media, it's clearly evident that OUA and university or OCA athletes are elite. We put in a lot of hours training on court, in the weight room, watching film, mental performance, while all having a full course load. So not being considered elite athlete while, especially while high school athletes who are going to be coming and playing in our league one day are considered elite amateur, it's disheartening and a little disrespectful. And I think it's important that us as athletes stand up and use our voice to be recognized and continue and have the opportunity to continue to train and fulfill our full season after waiting for so long and having so many periods where we weren't able to do just to play the sport we love and get better at it because we are elite and should be able to continue to train.
That's interesting because I wanted to get your opinion on that where you mentioned because you did play in the OSBA and like what was your, I guess, initial thought with that, you know, the OSBA and I guess the OHL as well, like they were allowed to continue but not U Sports, where technically those two leagues are feeders for university sports.
Yeah, it was just a little bit shocking and like it's great that they are on the list, but if they're on the list we should definitely be on the list. Because a lot of our players have played in that exact league. And I think that if we want to improve the caliber of play or caliber of sport in Canada, the OUA needs to be considered elite, and we need to retain some of our best athletes in high school to keep them playing in Canada, and not always going down to the States, because we have great coaches and great players and athletes who stay and play Canadian university sport. And it's time that we are recognized as elite and high performance athletes, since many of us have gone off and played for the national team or internationally and or professionally, and that needs to be recognized. Yeah, unfortunately, the last 2 years, student athletes and university athletes have been an afterthought. Why, I have no idea, and maybe we should have done something sooner. I wish people spoke up sooner, but it's time that we fight for what we think we deserve. And I just hope that the Ontario government listens and deems us as elite athletes.
So you wrote an important post on your Instagram outlining like your thoughts on the restrictions and the pause to the season. If it's okay with you, like, can you kind of talk to me more about dealing with this uncertainty, especially that it is your final year?
Yeah, well, I think we came up with our statement from Ryerson to get with myself and my teammate Kaylee Hall, with the support of our Student Athlete Advisory Council and our athletic department. And I wanted to make a post on my own just to share my passion and student athlete perspective, because I know a lot of people are thinking the exact same thing. And especially because it's my last year, I just don't want it to end this year without finishing off the season and not being able to. This is 3 weeks less that I get to be in the gym in my last two and a half months of basketball at this level. And I think it's important that we at least try to save it or do something to make, because it's just, I just think it's not fair. And we've put a lot on pause to be able to play and followed all safe health and safety protocols to be able to do so, and to have. And right now it's out of our control, but I think we need to be heard. And I just wanted to say something to allow others to stand up and just share the sentiments of the senior athletes, especially, of how this is affecting us.
And just to confirm, there hasn't been really any other conversations right now about what's going to happen after January 27th?
No, I'm not sure. We have game schedules. I'm not sure what it's going to look like.
Michaela says that she wants the Ontario government to fully realize that Canadian university athletes compete at high elite levels, and that the OUA and U Sports deserve more respect and recognition moving forward.
I would love the Ontario government to give us the credit that we deserve and deem us an elite amateur sport league, and allow us the opportunity to train. And I want people to know that Canadian university sport fosters a competitive and high performance sport culture, and is important that we support our athletes in Canada, for women's basketball in particular. This is the highest level of women's basketball that there is in Canada. We don't have a domestic league. And it's important that we support the athletes here in our own country, in our own province, whether that's coming to games when we're able to play again and have live attendance, or sharing your voice across platforms to promote the game and support OUA and U Sport athletes.
That was Michaela Dodig of the Ryerson Rams women's basketball team. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.